Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, January 19th, 2023. I'm Sarah Lane. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman sources say that Apple is working on new displays and a faster Apple TV to make further inroads in the smart home market after relaunching its larger HomePod speaker Tuesday. The displays could reportedly include a lower-end iPad form factor to control things like thermostats and lights, plus handle video and FaceTime chats, helping Apple compete with Amazon's Echo Show products and Google's Nest Hub. Instagram launched a new feature called Quiet Mode, which silences incoming notifications, allows auto-replying to DMs, and sets your status in quiet mode so your contacts know you're not active on the app. Instagram says it will prompt teen users to enable the feature in the later hours. A few other features Instagram has rolled out include controls for daily time spent on the app, take a break reminder for longer sessions, and tools to pause, snooze, and unfollow pages, groups, and people. Data analytics company SimilarWeb published analysis of Twitter referral traffic to a dozen major publishers' websites and found that they had declined, on average, by 12% from November of 2022 to December of 2022. The Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, CNN, The New York Times, USA Today, the BBC, and Yahoo saw referral traffic from Twitter fall between 10 and 18% month over month, although the New York Post and Fox News saw their traffic increase. Digiday reports that some publishers blamed the removal of Twitter Moments in December as the reason for referral decline. Web publisher Automattic also analyzed a set of 21 publishers and found that traffic from Twitter in Q4 fell on average by 13%, although 71% of those same publishers saw their own overall traffic decline. Earlier this week, Twitter announced an $84 annual subscription for Twitter Blue users, and today the company is extending that offer to Android users. Monthly users will need to pay $11 per month if they buy the Twitter Blue plan through Android, that's the same as iOS, and $8 for those who purchase through the web app. The new Twitter Blue plans are available in the US, the UK, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and Japan. Norwegian shipping registrar DNV confirmed its Ship Manager software system was infected by ransomware on January 7th, forcing it to shut down its servers. DNV's Ship Manager lets its customers monitor operational, technical, and compliance features of a shipping fleet. That includes things like repairs, crew schedules, and other record keeping. TechCrunch says more than 7,000 vessels use the software, but that 1,000 vessels had been affected. Affected ships can continue to use onboard offline functions of the software. DNV says it's confident its servers were not affected, but hasn't determined if any data was compromised. In a letter sent to Amazon Smile customers Wednesday, Amazon announced it will wind down its charity program Amazon Smile by February 20th to, quote, focus its philanthropic giving to programs with greater impact, noting that the program has not grown to create the impact we had originally hoped. Amazon Smile launched in 2013, with Amazon donating 0.5% of the price of eligible purchases to a user's charitable organization of their choice. Amazon Smile's website claims over 1 million charities have benefited from the program, though the average annual donation was less than $230. Samsung announced Galaxy Watch users will be able to view live feeds from their homes, plus doorbell, Ring, and Nest cameras on their smartwatches. Ring camera owners can also use two-way intercom features from their Galaxy Watch. Samsung said users will soon be able to control their smart air purifiers and thermostats and blinds from their watch as well without needing to open the SmartThings app. More details are expected at Samsung's Unpacked event on February 1st. According to analysis from Space Capital, private investment in the space economy dropped 58% in 2022 compared to 2021, although the firm says, "We believe that less speculation will result in fewer competitors and a larger talent pool that will make the next 2 years an attractive time to start and invest in space tech." There were some exceptions in the space downturn, including SpaceX, which raised $2 billion in 2022, defense technology startup Anduril, which raised $1.5 billion, Shield AI with $225 million, and Slingshot Aerospace's $40 million. The U.S. took 46% of private investment in space companies overall, with China in second place with 29%. Finally, a music discovery app for iOS called S'mores from Romanian developers Alex Ruber and Andrei Petru wants to improve the process of finding new tunes and adding new music to your library. As a user, you listen to a short clip from a song based on your listening history and can skip through tracks using a TikTok-esque vertical feed. S'mores currently only connects to a Spotify account using the Spotify API to find new songs. If you like a song, it'll be added to a playlist called S'mores Discovery in your Spotify account, and you can also add the song to a pre-existing playlist if you have one. Ruber and Petru said that they've set the algorithm to figure out the best part of a song to play in a snippet because many users know that they like a song in just 5 seconds of hearing it if the app plays the right section. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to dailytechnewsshow.com. If you enjoy this show, remember to tell a friend to check it out. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Sarah Lane, and we'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.